Great day, amazing human. Yes, welcome to Empowered Up My Skin podcast, where our mission is to help 1 billion people in this world think in more empowering ways. Empowered humans empower humans. So you are in the right place to become a lead domino for empowerment today. My name is Nkechi Mwafa Robinson. I'm not only your host, but I am a vibrant optimist obsessed to bring you empowering content with every single episode. We will bring you weekly content alternating between longer episodes with featured guests and a shorter episode called Empowering Bites, where I will be joined by my co-host, Gabby Memone. So if you're ready, let the show begin. Great day, amazing humans! Welcome back to the Empowered of My Skin podcast and our special Well Within four-part talk series on wellness and well-being, because being well is never just one thing. In this second episode of the series, we're grounding ourselves in something deep and foundational: spiritual wellness. Not religion, but alignment. Not perfection, but presence. It's about feeling whole, connected, and guided, even when life feels super messy. Our guest is a force of transformation who blends faith, fitness, and fearless living to help people transform from the inside out. From guiding women, athletes, and individuals with unique needs through personalized training to leading sold-out wellness programs and mentoring communities, our guest shows that strength isn't just physical. It's mental, emotional, spiritual, and this guest is on a mission to inspire confidence, balance, and purpose. So today we welcome the visionary behind Just to Sweat. So please join me in a gigantic, massive, godly podcast welcome for Adonike Chara.
That was beautiful. My gosh. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, Ink, I love it. Thank you.
I love you.
So, thank you.
Oh, Nike. So Adonike, but we're going to call her Nike through this. Okay. So what has been your most empowering thought of the day so far?
Wow. Good question. For me, was my empowering thought today would have been, you know, you're worthy. Worthy. I think we as women get up in the morning and look at everything negative first. And this morning I was inspired to remember you are worthy of what you have. Because I think, okay, am I deserving of the life I live? When I have and the kids I have, the home, the things I have. I remind this morning, you know, Nike, you are worthy.
You are.
That's God telling me you are worthy. So I think that's my powerful thought today. I'm worthy.
I love that. And you know, it's so funny because when you say that, I was also thinking like what we were talking about earlier about we don't leave our house without putting on the full armor. So we had a really great spiritually aligned B-roll, but we don't put on the armor. We don't leave the house without putting on the armor of God before we leave, right? Mm-hmm. And it's interesting because even as you're saying worthiness and you're thinking about all of the blessings that you have in your life and you are truly worthy of them. I know this sounds I hope it doesn't sound counterintuitive, but we're also worthy of the challenges that we're going to meet ahead of us, right? In the sense that there's something from them that is there to continue to strengthen us, to continue to demonstrate our worth, like the strength and the resilience and the power of our worthiness. You know what I mean? Like, I also feel sometimes when we say I'm worthy, we're only thinking about what, and again, it's what we give meaning to, right? But we're only thinking about the things that we feel so blessed to have, but we're actually also blessed to have the experiences irrespective of, what do you think about that?
I think you're so right. The other day, I remember thinking, I wrote a sticky down that said, the detour will lead to your destiny. God, what does that mean? He says the trials you're going through, things that happen to you will lead to your destiny. And even though you walk through the valley, you're right, I will fear no evil for you are with me. Then I think about the valley. It says we have to walk through the valley, not sit in the valley. A lot of us want to sit in our valley. And God says, no, we have to walk through that valley because we're going to have storms. It's what scripture says. It's what life's all about. We're going to have challenges, but what do you do with the challenges? What do you take from the challenges? Are you going to sit in your pity? Because see, Felix says it best, your trauma is like your template. And like, oops, Mr. Furtick, right? So,
Your trauma is your template.
It's not your template. I'm like, what? It's not. You can't.
Oh, it's not your template.
Yeah, not your template.
Oh, it's meaning that you're not defined by it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I said, wow. Okay. So this trauma is not my template, but who's my architect? It's God. Designed me for greatness and good things. And even though I walk through the valley, I will fear no evil. Mm-hmm. And I got to remember, scripture says, you know, his rod and his staff. So his rod is protection. In our devotion, we read about that. His rod is our protection. Mm-hmm. The staff is rest. And we often have to learn to rest sometimes. You know what? He's protecting us. Rest, but continue to walk through that storm. Yeah. So yeah, that detour will lead to your destiny. Yeah. So I think that's the thing to look at it that way, that yes, life is not life, but God is still Godding.
And I'm going to just double click on that. And again, we're sitting in a series where we're talking about well-being and wellness, right? Yeah. And so rest, gosh, such an ingredient in that, in the success of that. What does rest look like for you in your life?
Rest is always finding my happy place. In the morning, I get up early. If you know me, you know, I get up very early in the morning. I have to make sure it's me and God. Nobody else, not my spouse, not my kids. My time for rest is for me is renewal. Mm-hmm. So in my prayer closet, I find rest for my soul and I get to recharge. It's like plugging in my phone. Mm-hmm. That's my rest. So then, okay, I can balance out and have alignment throughout my days. My values are important, my beliefs. And that is my belief, is to spend time with God. First thing it says in scripture, you know, seek God first. Mm-hmm. All things, not some things, mm-hmm. all things to be added. So I make sure my rest is in the morning, that 1 hour. To be honest, it could be 5 minutes, guys. Don't have to be an hour. I've gotten to an hour. It took me years to get to an hour with God. But I started off 5 minutes, just 5 minutes, reading scripture, getting a song on, simple. Then it led to me yearning to spend more time, longing to be in that space, to find my peace and find my rhythm. Mm-hmm. Not about a rhythm of a godly rhythm to show up for the world. Mm-hmm. I gotta show up for my husband, my kids, my clients, going back to school, all these things. But I find rest throughout my day because I know, okay, my soul is filled. I've got my cup to capacity. So when I get to empty at the end of the day, tomorrow morning I'm going in the closet.
Yeah. And, you're going to fill it up again. Yeah.
So that's for me, is finding that rhythm of rest is in spaces where I and Almighty have connected to recharge my soul so I can give to them and not feel empty.
In the Bible app, there's actually a devotional. It's by Pastor Rick Warren. I think it's a year devotional. And one of the daily devotionals talks about work from a place of rest versus rest from work. And so I love And that's why I asked you what rest is, because I think a lot of people think rest is like vacation and this, any other. And I think I would say I incorporate pockets of rest throughout my day. So I try to always like if I have a big afternoon schedule, then I try to do something at lunchtime that invites rest, some type of rest. So like if I'm at home shamelessly, I'll take a quick power nap. Go for a walk, sit outside in nature, read a book, call somebody who makes me laugh. But so that way, when I'm starting the afternoon, it's like that godly refresh, right? Like I feel refreshed and revived to be able to go and handle whatever is next ahead of me. But we talked about that. We talked about the armor of God and I know we didn't, this is not how I planned to start the interview, but it's fed from the moment that we had together. Cause I think it's actually really key and critical to wellness and well-being. Mm-hmm. How you start your day truly influences the rest of your day. And we both agreed that we don't talk to basic humans before.
Facts. Yeah.
We have to talk to something higher and than us, right? And so what value can you share to our listeners to adopt that habit, I don't have kids, you have kids. I have a husband, you have a husband. But like, so when people think, well, but I have to get the kids ready, I have to do this, I have to do that, like, you know, help them develop a habit of deciding and choosing differently in the morning.
I love that. You are your biggest asset. I have a lot of moms that I deal with, and I said to them, I get it, your kids, your husband. But remember, before them, it was you. It was you. It was always you. And You have to give yourself enough grace to show up for yourself. As soon as your eyes open, I am not thinking about anybody but God. I'm up this morning. Thank you. Because if you didn't wake up this morning, you cannot take care of the kids, the husband, work, whatever you do. You cannot take care of that. So remember one thing, when you get up in the morning, affirmation. Simple thing. Thank you for today. I'm alive. Basic. And I'm going to take care of myself first thing. It could be the first 5 minutes sitting on your bed, going through affirmations. Literally, not your phone. Literally, going through affirmations about you. I'm enough. I am worthy. I'm grateful for today. Just basic stuff. 5 minutes. That's you pouring back into yourself to give to your kids, your husband, do these things, and then stretch. Like I do a 5-minute stretch prayer off my bed. Literally, get off my bed. Get my ankles rolling, hands going, and just singing. I can sing a hymn song or sing anything. Just it's just my time with God to make sure that I'm able to give to these people who want to leech off because they are their family. They get to be taken. It's a lot. It's a lot. Even if you have no kids, it's still a lot. You got a husband, and they have questions, and this is happening. You have emails coming up on your phone. Forget about it. The emails on your phone are not your priority first thing in the morning. I am sorry. You are an employee number. I worked in corporate for 19 years. I was employee number 4299. I'll never forget. That's my number. Tomorrow they can say, you know, hey, by the way, Nikkei, we don't need you anymore. What am I going to do with that information? Mm-hmm. I'm going to go home and sulk, yes. But if I'm grounded in my faith and my belief and what matters to me most is my person, mm-hmm. that can't shake me. It's secondary to my health. Mm-hmm. Being healthy, your health is a priority. Because if you're not healthy as a human being, you cannot do anything else. The hospital bed is the most expensive bed in the world. The hospital bed is the most expensive bed in the world. And people who are in it right now would die to be in your shoes. You are somebody's prayer point. Mm. No matter what body you're in, you are somebody's prayer point. So remember that when you get up, like, I'm aching, I'm so-and-so, but you're able to get out of bed. That's a blessing. Count that joy and get out, do what you got to do with happiness and joy because you are not in that bed. That person is praying for your blessing that you think is a burden. It's not a burden. It's a blessing that you got up this morning and able to put your feet on the ground. That to me is joy. Getting up, feet on the ground, able to get up myself, counting on joy.
It's so simple. It's so simple, yet I do believe there are so many people that don't do it today. And I implore you, like what she just explained, it's not, I think that could be done in 5 minutes. And I always say Brené Brown, the 10 minutes you do is better than the 60 you don't. Like if you don't have 10 minutes to give yourself every morning, like you got to fix something up in your life, right? And so you touched on it too, but the importance of identity. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when I really start to lock into it, I recognize that mine was not strongly rooted. And so talk to me about how you would define identity.
Identity. Whew. It's, for me, it's who I am in Christ. Mm-hmm. Like I go out every day and my goal as a godly woman is to make sure people see God first. Mm. And not okay. Because I'm human and I have my flaws. Hence I go in the closet. It's true.
Yeah, like
if they know me, they know.
She has a closet. I wish I had a picture of the closet. You might have to send it to me so I could like work it into this video. She has a closet.
It's a war zone.
It is something though. It's something to be seen.
Right. So I know I go in that space. People who know me, know Nick and
Lisa. How long you have that closet, if you don't mind me asking?
It's 2017, I've had it. Yeah.
You started it. Wow. One sticky, right?
Like one sticky at a time, and now it's like a war zone in there of stickies that help me as a human show up godly. My legacy in life would be, you know what? She knew God for herself. That's it. Her and God are besties, and that's fine. I don't want it to be where you see me and I didn't show Christ because the world is hurting. And if I can just show up and show you God in any capacity, I'm good. Because I get to give you a little bit of joy because I have, God's given me so much joy, I get to give back. So my identity for me is that I'm able to, let's say, eat sticky. When I walk around, I want to be able to stick my sticky on you. You not knowing, but I know what I'm giving you because I know I have it in my closet and I've gotten it and God has given it to me to give to you. Mm-hmm. So my identity lies in Christ.
So let's talk a little bit about the work that you do, right? Through Justice Sweat, which really blends fitness and spirituality and faith in such a beautiful, like, tapestry. And so what led you to create this? I don't think I know that. You know, what led you? Oh, no, maybe I do. Hold on. Let me just see. But what led you? You're going to tell the story again anyway. But what led you create a ministry that moves bodies and spirits?
Purpose. My purpose is to make sure that I impact the next generation of women that come to my door, or the women who are next to me. I'm able to give off that, I guess, the essence of Christ. I would go back to Christ because I know my story is rooted in so much hurt and trauma and pain from my boyfriend passing, being murdered, and me going through life and these different things that happened to me, being a behavior child and being labeled, saying, you know, you're not going to be anything. You know, you're a stat. You grew up in Jane Finch jungle. You know, this is who we are. And God transformed my life, and God giving me a new story. God giving me a new vision, a new purpose. How come I can't testify of that goodness and give to others how God gives to me? I'm undeserving of all what I have, but however God saw fit, a girl like me who grew up fighting, I almost went to jail for fighting, gets to live a second chance, and you know, and actually now I get to give people back their health. And then telling my story and see, you know, Nikki, how come you're always this way? Because God saved me. But for God's grace and mercy, I wouldn't be who I am today. So I get to give you your health back. I get to give you a mindset back. I get to let you think on things that are good and positive and true and you know, and just worthy of goodness. Because this world is so, it's heavy.
It is very heavy.
People are going through life. And if I'm able to give you one glimpse of hope, a little bit of light, when you come in my basement, you get to carry that with you and be like, you know what though? But Nikki said, but Nikki's life looks like this. But Nikki always does this. Mm. But Nikki would say, you know, go back to scripture. I would, you know me. I'm like, find the scripture. What does it say about that? You know, I have this thought. Filter it through scripture and then come back to me with it. Let's sit in it. And I know life is not perfect. We have to, the cards we're dealt, we have to be able to navigate through life and walk through this valley. So I say, people, just find that little small window of hope and stare at it as long as you can, because whatever you focus on gets bigger.
And so if I had to say, like, now, like, I almost feel like you just did an assessment and that listeners can go through. So from that assessment, if I had to sort of say, okay, am I feeling spiritually well? What, in your opinion and your experience, would that feel like?
It's more of a, in this moment, I get to focus on this and I can focus on this.
So it's presence?
Yes. I can control this moment because I can't control what happens around me. Mm-hmm. You cannot control what they say, what they do, how they act, how they show up, but I can control how I'm going to respond to this. Am I setting up the right boundaries? And boundaries is a word that's used. It's watered down now. I get it. And so, but I'm saying it's true. It's something you have to put up. You got to put up a fence sometimes and be like, I need to protect this moment of mine. This is my space, because your peace is something you're always pursuing. We're always pursuing peace. Peace is your position of power.
Is your position of power.
Mm-hmm. It really is. Mm-hmm. Once you find that centeredness and say, you know, though, I won't be shifted from this who I've built, because it took me lots of years to put peace together in my life. It's a puzzle. And I'm constantly, okay, does this serve me? And at what capacity? Can I put it in a compartment where I don't need it? If it's stressing me, Lord, help me. And my guys, you have to go to a higher power to find some kind of control, because you do it on your own, you're going to fail. It's like getting on a bus and trying to drive the bus. I'm not a bus driver. Get on the bus and sit down.
Yeah. Right. Know your lane.
He knows his route.
Yeah.
I can tell him, sir, we're going to go on. I'm from the hood. We're going to say 32C, Eglinton. We're not going to go on. We're not going in that bus. Like, we know what we're going. He knows what he's doing. He knows what he's doing. So my thing is to let God take control of what you cannot control. If it's a person, a thing, a behavior, an attitude, even your finances, even your health. I tell my clients all the time, guys, you've created these habits in life. You have to unlearn them. Baby steps. We cannot say, hey, I want to be skinny overnight. You didn't get bigger overnight. The weight's going to take time. You have to unlearn these things. Put in these principles saying to me, I'm going to have more water. Because it's something you can attain. It's a smart, you thought it's a smart goal, right? You got to have these things. Is it smart? Is it a smart goal? Mm-hmm. Can you attain these things, right? Is it realistic? I can't say I'm gonna not eat a burger or I'm not gonna eat bread
ever. Yeah.
And then I can't say I'm gonna do intermittent fasting for the rest of my life. Because you go to Jamaica on vacation, I promise you, you're not intermittent fasting. We know that. So you can't maintain this for lifestyle. Please don't start it. I tell people, I'm like, guys, learn to properly manage your body. Same way you manage your thoughts. It's same thing. You manage your mindset, you can manage everything else. But your mind is your greatest asset. Your mind is your greatest asset. I often say, I'm like, guys, that's where the battle starts, in your mind. You say you can't, it's true. You're not going
to
do it.
So in the present moment, if I had to sort of summarize that from the question, then it's being able to know that in any moment, you're mm-hmm. able to tap into a grounding that mm-hmm. That feels, that you feel peace. You don't feel like, what's that word? Like, you don't feel resistance, but you feel flow.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you are able to wait and be patient yeah. for the guidance.
Yeah. I'm calm. It's finding that stillness of, I can control how I breathe. Ink, you can't breathe for me.
No.
There's no way.
No.
You can't. So therefore, I cannot control how you show up.
Right.
But I can control how I'm going to breathe through this moment and get through it. Trauma, life is going to happen around. It's a whole storm. Mm-hmm. One thing I can control is Nikkei. I can either get up and get in my car. I can either get up from where I am, or I can sit still and be like, you know what? I can't control what's being said in the moment because it's mm-hmm. a big room, whatever's happening. But I'm going to learn to keep my feet grounded.
And experience it in the best way.
Remind me I'm alive. I am okay. That means I'm present. My feet are grounded. That's reminded I am present. It is going to be fine. I can keep my chest up and I can breathe, intentionally breathe. Because we don't breathe. We're all here. No. In through your nose, out through your mouth. Control the moment. People can't see it. You're trying to breathe, eh? Only you know. You may think they can see me. They have no idea. People have their own issues going on, eh? What's happening? But you're going through a moment right now. You're trying to gather your thoughts. Something's happening. Just breathe. Breathe. Mind you, I am present. It's going to be okay. This too
shall pass. Yeah, both good and bad. So I have to ask you, because even up until now, everyone might be like, man, she's figured this all out. So, you know, with your prayer closet, with setting, you know, putting on the armor of God in the morning, and all of this grounding, and reminder to be at peace. When was the last time you experienced a spiritually shaken moment? Like a moment where your spiritual wellness was shaken? And maybe mm-hmm. not. Maybe you haven't in a long time. But I'm curious to know, because I don't want anyone to think that how you navigating life comes easy. You know?
No.
Practice just continues to make progress, you know?
Yeah.
But what brought you, I know God brought you back to center, but like how quickly did you, have you experienced that recently?
Yeah, honestly, life, 2025 has been insane. Okay. Lots of things in life. You know, we had a flood in the basement, fridge broke down, other things happened. Yeah, it was just, furniture broke down. Hubby lost his job of 9 years plus. Like, my car broke down. Like, so many things have happened in 2025, and God reminded me, Nikkei, it's pruning. Mm. And when you prune, it's going to hurt. So for me, it's like, you know, yeah, life is going to happen. Things are going to be chaotic. I get it. But it's, for me, I go back to, okay, Lord, I'm being pruned. It's pruning. And in order to, when I'm being pruned, here comes growth.
And so you never lose it in a moment?
No, I lose it. Oh, yeah, come on. When you're plucking my skin, I'm like, oh, like, and I sit in my car and I have a cry moment. Yes, I'm human, eh? And I might be like, the other day, it wasn't before my husband found a job. It was like, you know, I'm like, God, it's been X amount of months. Like, I have prayed. I am one of your best friends. I'm telling him this. I'm like, me and your besties, homie. Like, what's happening? Like, you said to pray, and I've been praying. And so he goes to me, you got to fast. I hate fasting, y'all. I love Jesus, but I hate it. It's not my thing to do. But he had to bring me to my knees and remind me, you know what, though? You're in a rush. Mm. And it's not my pace. It's you know, you follow my pace. It's like, do you trust me? So when I'm going through a storm or a season, I got to remember it's growth. This is going to produce growth. So I can get in my head, because we often get, oh, why me? And he says to me the other day, he says, it's not about the what, the where, the how. It's about the who. Mm-hmm. And that's, it's about who I am. And I've never leave you nor forsake you. And I said, you're right. However, God, it seems kind of crazy. Like, you're not answering. Like, he's like, but my timing, my word, my will, my way. So for me, yes, when I'm shaking, I remember, I'm reminded it's growth and I'm being pruned. And when you prune, I have a black thumb. I'm not a gardener, but I know when you prune things, they grow. I do. I have fake trees. Don't judge me.
I don't have any, so I don't know what color my thumb is.
They're going to die. So yeah, no. So I heard that, you know, when the garden, you got to cut and you got to prune and do these things for it to blossom and grow. Mm-hmm. Hurts. Think about it. When you cut things, they're gonna hurt. Mm-hmm. I have to go back to when I'm going through a season, I call it. Mm-hmm. I go back to, you know what, God is Nike. It's okay. You needed to go through this, whatever that is. Like, I go back to the beginning. The detour will lead to my destiny. Mm-hmm. So you can't be caught up in the feelings, because your feelings are not a fruit of the Holy Spirit.
Right.
People forget, your feelings are not a fruit of the Holy Spirit. It's not.
Right. So
remember these feelings. Yes, I'm human, but God is in control, and I'm learning to grow spiritually in the season I'm in, because seasons change.
Yeah.
God in God yesterday, today, and forever. He doesn't change. So yes, I go through life, y'all. It's not easy. And I'm like, ugh. And God's like,
Yeah.
Take a deep breath. Get back to your center, which is spiritual wellness.
Yeah.
Learning from the purpose, your growth, your peace, and the connection with God.
Yeah.
Keeps me at bay.
I read this book called The Untethered Soul by Michael Singer. I've mentioned it so much on this podcast, but in this, I honor it again in this particular episode, because it is all around spiritual wellness and it's your ability to untether from the situations you're in. I think it's a reminder that God's got everything, everything, right?
Everything.
And so to those that are listening, and to really grasp what, like Nike just shared, it's almost like you need to figure out your handy trigger alert, right? Like when you know that you're about to enter into a situation or a circumstance, or you're in a situation or circumstance that has the chance to shake your spiritual wellness. It's like, what's that then? Or who's that person that can, that you can quickly, I mean, it should be God, but something that like, even if I were to text you first, you are my conduit.
Yeah.
Because your next thing that comes back, I promise you, is going to be a godly message. It's going to be scripture. It's going to be something. It's going to be prayer. It's going to be something. But you have to know who's that person that can quickly realign you.
Yeah.
Because there's a great other thing. Like, you have to truly believe there's only a stream of God, like spiritual wellness that flows. Only a stream. You can be in it or out of it. But it flows just the same. And so it's trying to figure out, how do you get back into that flow?
Ooh, it's worship. For
worship.
Me,
yeah, and worship, eh? Put on a song?
And it takes you seconds. You can be in your car and put on worship. Yeah. Your worship is your weapon. It is your weapon. And so you talked about going to people or going to somebody to align you. I have to say your circle, that person who's going to give you godly advice, go to them. Not for the person who's going to give you that, go
I know
to the... No. The person who's going to check you and tell you, you know what, though? Get scripture or put on this worship song. Like, I have girlfriends who send me worship songs just randomly out of the blue. I know what it means. It means play it, because whatever that means, whatever the moment, whatever spiritual warfare, whatever that is, put on that worship song. And put on, songs have meanings. Mm-hmm. Don't put on, and I get it. I'm a Tupac fan. Don't judge me. And I have moments where I put on Tupac because I want to be a gangster. And I want to, you know.
There's some worship that make you feel like God's gangster, man. I shared one the other day, yo, bro. Like, there's some worship that I'm like, I'm God's gangster right now.
And you have to. Jesus flipped tables. Are we okay here? Like, you have to be thugging sometimes. And you got to put on some music. Be like, you know, Lord, I need to show up for myself today. And it's going to motivate me to get through my day.
Yeah.
I'm gonna put on play. And sometimes you got to put on songs like, you know what, though? Jesus, take the wheel.
Yeah, yeah.
That's all I got, Lord.
But there's I'm gonna say, I don't know, Shavar, I sent you before, but there's this song called All Authority. It was the theme song of Women Evolve.
I got it from her. Yes, I got it. Yeah, you know what? I got a text to me from somebody, actually. Wins sent it to me. Yes, I got it from Melissa. I got it. Yeah.
Melissa, okay, that one, she sent you that one. Yes. All Authority That Lives In Me, and It's About Time I Use It. Like, that's my gangster song. Like, I'm like, God, I am using all authority.
God, you said, done.
Yeah.
So I showed up, and you walk into spaces that God sent you. You know, think about, you know, you want a meeting? Like, God sent me here.
God sent me here, yeah.
You didn't get the memo? You didn't get the email? What? She didn't tell you?
Yeah. Y'all not feeling the Holy Spirit right now?
Where's the money? Like, show me. Like, I came in there with authority. I have kingdom authority. God said to me to come his daughter. So what?
Yeah. I love. And so, like, so then also maybe there are some people right now that are like, man, I've been so disconnected from my faith and from God, and I'm going through something right now, and I feel like God's not in it. What's your words of wisdom to help them start to rebuild that connection without guilt or shame? Because some people take some, like, there's someone right now, like, I said, God's always inviting you back. Mm-hmm. Like, he's never going to say no. He's just here waiting, my child, come, you know? And she's like, I was like, no judgment.
Zero.
And if you step out again, he's coming back. He's waiting again, you know? So, but for you, what's someone who's listening that feels disconnected?
You just need to be fed. Like, it's just feeding of your soul and getting into God's word slowly. Literally taking a verse, find your anchor verse. I'm always about verses. Find one verse that feeds your soul and sit with that verse. It says in Psalm 119:105, your word lamp unto my feet, lamp unto my path. So it's just finding that verse and going back to God and say, you know what, God, here I am. And laying it at the altar. Christianity, my dad says this all the time, God has no grandchildren. It's about you and God. Mm. God doesn't care about your history, you grew up in the church, whatever, all this stuff. No. God has no grandchildren. Mm. And I'm like, well.
We're all children of God.
Right. As you are, come to me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give, not the world, I will give you rest for your soul. So I think for the person listening is, you know what? God is merciful. His mercies are new every morning. It's in Lamentations. Morning by morning, new mercy I see. He's going to provide it. So I want you to remember that God is a God of mercy, love, joy, peace, and hope. He's the hope of the world. So he doesn't want you to feel guilt, shame, judgment. He doesn't
all
judge.
All visions are contrary to God's love, yeah.
That is the world telling you that. That is the enemy telling you that. Enemy only comes to steal, kill, and destroy. About love and calmness. Enemy is chaos. This is what he is. So God says to you, you know what, though? Come as you are. Broken. He likes the broken. We're all broken. He knows. He knew us. He knew us from our mother's womb. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. It's at Psalms 139:14. That's who we are in Christ. We got to remember, come as you are. Beautiful, broken, uncertain, weary, your last limb. But he wants you to just come and just lay it down and leave it. As a parent, we all have parents, and we know parents who are incredible parents want to give. It doesn't matter how much you've done bad and how they want to choke you and punch you in the face. And I have kids, and my son, I love him with my whole heart, but boy, he tests my patience. But I promise you, if you call me, mommy, come get me, I will show up. It could be 2 o'clock in the morning. It could be whatever in the morning. Great kid, but whatever. I will make sure that he's provided for. Think about it. God Almighty wants to do tenfold that for us as women of faith and women of God. Even if you're not, like, he just loves, he created you. Mm.
Girl. So one of the things, I just want to give you flowers publicly. Like, Nikkei has created a community on the Bible app. And I hope one day, you know how many times I'm like, I hope one day we all just get on a call, you know, and meet each other. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just plugging that. It'd be nice. But yeah. And every morning I think it's like, it's become a practice. Right. And so I also think finding a community of like that, is so important. And, so one last question I want to ask you is, like, through this series, we're covering money, relationships, and physical fitness. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, how do you see spirituality and connecting all of these pieces?
All of it through meditation, because everything has meditate. Meditate to, let's say, I gotta in my mind meditate to, okay, I want to show up for my workouts. I gotta meditate, okay, I'm gonna show up to eat this kind of food to make my body better. Meditation to find peace and connection and just like sovereignty and who you are as a person. We're always growing, always evolving. Doesn't matter how old you are, you're always moving forward. So I think it's just finding that peace to meditate on the fact that I want to be spiritually well in my mind, body, and soul. They all connect together. We can't just be spiritually well physically. It's cool, but, you know, mentally I'm not.
Yeah.
And then finding a higher power. I believe in Christ. But I'm like, guys, find something that makes, that gives you a calmness, because you cannot control the world, especially the world now. But I say, God, help me control my next. And if you're looking for whatever you're looking for, I know people are looking for spouses, people are looking for connection, whatever, you know, God, give me your best. Obviously, you know, the prayer is, you know, Father God, give me your best for my mind, body, and soul. So physically, for my workouts, you know what? Give me your best in that area. Eating wise, give me your best in that area. If it's for just anything in life, you know, God, give me your best in these three areas.
Give me
your best.
You know, I love that you say this, because I think it's broken a mindset that I had. Just I would have texted my friend 2 nights ago, or maybe it was Friday morning, where I said that I right now, like, I had to say no to something, because I said, you know, I'm feeling out of alignment physically, relationally, and financially, and spiritually is the only thing that I cannot get out of alignment with, because, like, that's the thing I can never get out of alignment on, and and I have to be obedient to what I'm feeling. But based on what you just said, I almost feel like, is that the right mindset? Like, should I, is it a, like, is there another way I can look at it? Like, how, like, my alignment as it relates to, like, the financial, the relational, and the physical aspects? Because even I shared with you before this what I was feeling physically. Yeah,
it's for me, it's like, you know what, the last spiritual piece is always the most important piece, because everything means spiritually well. But if you're not mentally, emotionally well, it all plays a factor. So I get it. We can't have it. To be honest, it's hard to just, well, I feel like we're juggling. But what can I control right now? I can't show up for this, but you know what, though? I'm good here. So everything else will flow in alignment. I cannot take on these battles that are going to keep me out of full alignment. I'm able to control my spiritually? Cool. Physically? Okay. I'm maintaining it at what capacity? Because you think about it, we can't be 100% everywhere. You can't be 100% everywhere. It's just about, it's like in marriage, too. It's like, I talk about it. In marriage, it could be 80, I'm 20. It could be, you know, 5, you're 95. It's just, but it's still, right? Same thing. So spiritually wise, I am at my A game. It's cool. But physically, I got to pour back into here a little bit. So trying to, my spiritually, like, okay, you know, spiritually, I'm good. Lord, help me to show up in my physical body.
Yeah.
I'm doing good here. Help me show up, you know, emotionally in this body. So just trying to find a healthy rhythm. I call it a rhythm. It's always a rhythm. We're finding this rhythm, because our heartbeat's always beating. And you don't think about it. It's just like, boom, boom. But balancing, you got, okay, no, I got to make sure this is 50% spiritual, you know, 25% emotional. No. There's no perfect answer to that whole finding it, right? It's a rhythm of what works for Inc. And for Nick. And for anybody listening to, what works for you to be in alignment, as, you know, being as to what it may be, physically, spiritually, emotionally, but connecting it together, knowing that, you know, though, I'm okay. I really am okay. And what is perfect, to be honest?
No. Yeah, nothing like that. I actually do like that.
What is perfect but God? So find that holistic approach of us as human beings, because we are really, really complicated. we're going to go into the world feeling anxious about what's next. You can't control the person driving my car. I'm driving the car. Let me focus on me. Put on your worship music, because, yes, there are people on the road that you want to choke, warlocks. But put on your worship music, because it calms my senses. It allows me to be, okay, focus. I get to drive. It's a blessing. I can see, talk, touch, hear. The ordinary blessings, y'all, granted, you're able to smell, touch, see, feel, emotions. It's a blessing. Yeah. And we forget the ordinary.
Even that.
You can cook. You can see things. I'm like, guys, you can smell. Like, that's God reminding us that, you know what, though, you still have purpose. It's not perfect, but you know what, though? You have all your senses in place. You're able to communicate. Like, your mind is in the right setting. Not take it for granted.
Thank you. My gosh. I have to take you through Rapid Thrivers now. So when I think of someone who, when you think of someone who inspires you, who comes first to mind?
Oh my gosh. Ooh, inspires me right now. Who would that be? My daughter.
Okay.
Baby man. She's a university third year. Great kid. Does she just she's a great this kid is my miracle baby, my blessing, my joy. My son too, but my daughter inspires me because she just does, and she just does it
Yeah.
without being me in a sense. And I feel like, wow, it's a little me in the world.
She's gonna have to listen to this podcast. Oh, I love it.
Oh,
I
I
love
love
it.
that.
Daily activity. We all know this one. Daily activity that helps you with your thrive.
My prayer
A
closet.
book that helps you with your thrive.
Oh my God, the Bible.
Okay. What is an app that helps you with your thrive?
My nap?
An app. An app.
The
Okay, and what is one misconception that people have of you as they say, I love it that they see you in your thrive.
Oh my God, that it's that I do with ease.
Yeah,
Just do with ease.
I
I
can see
don't.
that,
I
and I
do
kind of
it.
touched on that in that one
Right,
question.
whatever. And honestly, guys, I spend time intentionally with God, and that's the only thing that keeps me sane. Because I do a lot of things, but I mean, God is my anchor, my source, my confidant, my everything. He is what keeps me going and what drives me to be a better human.
I love it. Where do we find more of you? Online.
Just to Sweat, Instagram and Facebook. Email me any questions you have, info@adenikecharles.com.
Okay, I gotta put that in the show notes. Get
I
ready.
put info@adenike, Adenike, charles.com.
Okay.
Send me an email. I will answer your questions. I wanna be able to
She'll pray for you too.
I
She
that don't be I will pray for you.
No, she
That
will. She will. I mean, I'm serious. She will. If you have a petition, yeah,
yeah, but WhatsApp group,
she's going
pray.
into, yeah.
Just to Pray WhatsApp group that we have. If you want to join, it's just to pray. Send me an email. I will send you that. We have Weights and Worship Wednesday morning, 6 a.m. And we do prayer, we do worship songs, and we lift weights.
Wow.
5 minutes. It's pretty cool, actually.
Love it.
Wednesday morning, every Wednesday.
Finish this sentence. I feel most empowered in my skin when?
Oh. When I spend time with God. That's my everything. It's cliche, but
No, it's not. It's
God
not. You
is
don't have, and you don't
my
know how much like it means you mean to me
Oh,
because,
thank you.
in large part, because of your connection. Like I feel like you helped me with my alignment. And I know, to your point, know somebody, you are that somebody. I know that if I'm coming to you, it's because I know what I'm gonna come back is gonna be that line, that alignment, that line, direct line.
Thank you. That's God. That's God. That's my prayer that I'm able to, people can see God in me, not me. I'm a Finch girl from a jungle, but yes, but God is in me. So it's cool. You see God first. That's God. And I'm
Yeah.
grateful that God has continued to bless you, and continue to you for you to grow. And I see God's hand working in and through you, and you will continue to grow. He'll bless you. He'll keep you. He will make you flourish in everything you do, the podcast, your work, as you walk through life. Your light will never dim.
Thank you. I love you.
I
The
love you
world
too.
loves you, and God loves you.
That he does. Thank you,
Hey,
Jesus.
God is
Thank
good
you,
all the time, all the
Lord. All the
time.
time,
God
he's
is
great.
good. And to everyone that's listening, this is Sally, where I have to say, we're out.
Bye.
Bye-bye. There you have it. I trust that you are feeling more empowered in your skin. As the late Dr. Maya Angelou said, when you get, you give. When you learn, you teach. So it would mean so much for us at Empowered in My Skin, Inc. if you share this episode and tag us or teach an insight that you took from today's episode on your social and tag us. Feel free to leave us a review over at iTunes and follow us on social media at Empowered in My Skin. Finally, remember to subscribe so you never miss an episode.